Good morning, Captain. You may have guessed from the sounds outside your base that things aren't going too well for my side. Your allies have surrounded the base, cutting off all escape. I would have suspected you had brought in a tracking device, but I've kept you naked since you got here, unless it's inside you. Well, we'll never know for sure. You're very good at keeping secrets. Despite all of my interrogation, you never did spill a single one of them. And I can be very, very persuasive. I may have gone too far in some cases. Perhaps in violation of some laws. But I was always careful not to leave any permanent marks. I just wanted to let you know that it was never anything personal. Just business. I can see now that it was misguided, and that I am on the wrong side. So while everyone else is panicking or being shot or shooting themselves, I came down here to make a peace offering. For what it's worth, I'm surrendering to you. I'm an intelligence agent, not a warrior. I value my life too highly to throw it away in battle or to take it myself. I'll take those chains off of your arms and legs, but not right away. First of all, I'm removing all my weapons. As you can see, I'm completely helpless now. I don't want you to feel threatened by me anymore. But perhaps this uniform is intimidating too. And I've surrendered and abandoned their cause. So I really should take it off. I always found it to be kind of sexy, but your rescuers might get the wrong idea about me if I am wearing it. This bra and panties are hardly threatening, are they? They're soft and sexy and entirely against the regulations of my former employer. But I have a rebellious streak in me. And I like to feel like a woman and have soft things against my body. But I know what you're thinking. Maybe I've got something hidden in my bra or panties. It doesn't seem likely, but wouldn't you like to be sure? Or at least to see what else I may have hidden in them? Oh look, it's just me under them. No weapons. Not even some wire to choke you with, or a tiny poison-covered needle. Just my naked breasts and sweet little pussy. Without that nasty uniform on, I could be just any woman, couldn't I? Let me straddle your lap, Captain. I hope you don't mind. I don't want you to be threatened by me. I'm naked and vulnerable right now. But I can get even more vulnerable. I can let you watch me play with myself, just inches away from you. Inches away from your cock, which seems increasingly happy for me to be around. My old job didn't allow me to have much of a sex life. Everyone here is afraid of me. And it would have just made me look weak if I slept with one of them. But the walls in my room are too thin for me to get myself off. Sorry. My word, this is just kind of running out over your legs. I'm even getting some on your cock, which just seems to be making it harder. I'm getting so anxious to release you. Release. That sounds so good right now, doesn't it, my brave captain? And your freedom's so close, I imagine you can almost taste it. I'm so close to you. I want to taste it. My freedom tastes very nice. Perhaps you'd care for a taste too. But not from my fingers. My lips, perhaps. Now, let me undo those shackles from your arms and legs. Once I do this, you'll be able to do whatever you want with me, after all. I am your complete prisoner. You could just tie me up, or you could rape me, or both. But I'm perfectly willing to fuck you. Maybe it's guilt. Or maybe it's because I am hoping you'll be willing to not mention some of my less pleasant interrogation tactics. Maybe you could even say I helped you while you were here. I'll bet you could save me from prison if you wanted. Otherwise, I'd be in there so long that by the time I got out, this body just wouldn't be the same. There you go. Let me help you stand up. The strength will return to your legs. Here, let's sit down over here on this bed. Don't mind the restraints on there, unless you think I might look nice in them. I could put my wrists into these at the head of the bed. You just need to snap them shut. And my legs go into the other ones. Just like that. Just go ahead and secure me. Well, now you have me as helpless as can be, Captain. I used to be your tormentor, but now I am at your mercy. But you're also a man, and I'm a woman. I have a very desirable body lying naked in front of you. After all that I've done to you, it's natural that you might want to punish me. Punish me long and hard. I did surrender to you. Now I'm just a spoil of war. No one would blame you if, after all you've been through, you decided to get a measure of revenge against me. It would just be evening the score. Yes, that's it. Get on top of me. I can't stop you now, nor do I want to. I made myself nice and wet for you, Captain, because I wanted to do this. Yes, Captain, fuck me. I'm your prisoner, your trophy. Oh, this is your right. And your privilege. Take your pleasure from my body. And pay me back for the pain I brought to yours. I didn't leave you too weak, did I? Surely you can fuck me harder than that. Let's get your revenge and pleasure from me. I don't want there to be any hard feelings between us when your rescuers get here. Good, Captain. That's the spirit. That's the man that refused to answer any of my questions. The hero that I wanted to break so bad. But now, you're the one breaking. But I can't help but feel pleasure at how you're using my body. It's been too long. And you're such an incredible lover. And I love being taken so forcefully. feel your cum inside of me. You know you want to. That's the way of war. The conqueror takes the enemy's women as their own and puts his seed inside of them to bear him sons. Yes, Captain. Yes. Oh, come inside me, Captain. Yeah. Very impressive, Captain. I think I'm going to enjoy being your prisoner. Although I'm sure war heroes such as you could see that I was put to better use. If you spoke up for me and told some little white lies about what I did here, well, I could be very, very grateful every single night. If that isn't enough, I should mention that your army was nice enough to attack on the night when I am most fertile. With luck, I will be carrying your child soon. Do you really want the mother of your child locked away in prison for the rest of her life? Oh, and one more thing. All interactions in this room are recorded. Remember my cute assistant. As we speak, she's taking a copy of her writing and hiding it in a safe place. It won't be found unless she or I tell someone where to find it. If you do tell anyone the truth about me, you might have trouble explaining why you were fucking me while I was strapped down. That might not go well for your image. It might look like you were a collaborator. So it's a very simple choice, Captain. You can risk what would happen to you if that footage gets out, or what might happen to your child if I am put in jail. Wouldn't it be simpler and much more fun to tell lies about me that hurt no one? Then lie with me whenever you wish. I can be your war bride, if you like. My assistant could be your mistress. We can fuck the both of us silly. Make strong sons and daughters in us. You just have to make sure we don't waste away in prison instead of being able to fuck you. But you should decide soon. Your people will be here any minute. I should probably not be strapped to this bed, and you should be back in your uniform. I can give you your uniform back and get dressed myself. All you have to do is undo my restraints. Ah, I loved being helpless, but it's nice to be free too. I hope to remain free for a long time, Captain, because only then can I fuck you and as much as you want, whenever you want. All in all, I would much prefer to live as the wife of a war hero than to spend it rotting in jail as a war criminal. And your home is still so pleasant, while mine is a virtual ruin. There's nothing for me here. Here's your uniform, my dear Captain. I will incinerate my old one, as I will never need it again. Instead, I'll put my bra and panties on and this simple shirt. My assistant will be here soon in a similar innocent dress. You will like fucking her. I think she actually has a crush on you. Now, put a smile on your face, Captain. You will be among friends soon. And you will have two beautiful women as your virtual sex slaves, so that we may keep your silence. And I will be keeping my silence as well. Well, I will be silent all the time. But you will like the sounds I make.